Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT on FM News 101.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Nation. That would be Barbecue Nation here on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. I'm JT. I hope you had a great 4th of July week. We've got a new producer this week with us. I'm happy to welcome Sean Reynolds here to the Nation. He's giving me the thumbs up over there. You bet he is. We're going to talk to Sean a little bit more later in the show. Hey, in the summer vacation schedule, you might take your family to the coast or to Disneyland or the mountains or but you might consider a barbecue championship. Now, go figure. We don't have a ton of them out here on the West Coast. They have a lot in California. But up here in the Northwest, we don't have too many. But we do have somebody that's kind of connected with that, and he's been on the show before. Our good friend Jesse Henry, formerly of here of Oregon and now of Tulsa. Jesse has already made his mark in competitive barbecue by winning a piece of the Jack a couple years ago. And today we're catching up with him as he heads to, as I used to call it, Mort Smith, but it's really Fort Smith, Arkansas, for another KCBS championship competition. Jesse, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, glad to be here.
So how have things changed for you since you moved to Tulsa?
Well, it's gotten a lot hotter since I moved here, so definitely the heat.
Yeah.
But one thing is that the barbecue contest scene is crazy down here. I've basically competed every week since I've been here, since March.
And how have you done so far?
We did pretty good. Last week we took a reserve grand championship at in Shawnee, Oklahoma, and we've won several first place awards in several events.
I got a little story about Shawnee, Oklahoma for you, and I won't bore you with the whole thing, but way back, many moons ago, I judged my first professional horse show in Shawnee, Oklahoma, in July. It was about 108 degrees, and my two good friends were leaning over the rail drinking ice-cold beer watching me work. I was very tickled to be there, trust me. So how do you accommodate for the heat? You've got a different climate now you're working in Tulsa. In the Midwest, there's a lot more humidity at times, that type of thing, than there ever was up here in the Northwest. How have you had to adjust your smoking and grilling procedures?
I would say not much timing-wise, but just a little bit different kind of during the cook. I probably put a little less liquid in my wrap as far as wrapping meat with foil. And then the holding process is a little different. I don't slam it in a camber like I used to or a cooler. I kind of let it sit out on the counter because it's warm enough outside to keep it warm.
Yeah. Do you have any other adjustments? I mean, you talked about wrapping it. Do you actually wrap yours in like parchment or butcher paper and then put foil on the outside, or are you just doing foil?
Just foil. Yeah. Just straight foil, a little bit of liquid. Because you're not in competition barbecue, you're not necessarily going for a look for a heavy bark like they do in restaurants or whatever. You're kind of more just really make sure that the meat is moist and tender on the inside.
Uh-huh.
And the foil will help you do that.
Now, have you changed the woods you use? Because I know you have a Yoder, don't you, that you use in
yes.
competition? And one side is pellets and the other side is stick wood?
Well, I got a new pit. I got a new pit since I've been down here, and it's just straight wood. It's a smaller competition-style cooker that I use just straight wood.
Okay. And are you using indigenous wood from there, you know, mesquite or?
I still use cherry, but I use pecan. That's everywhere down here.
Uh-huh.
I can look out in my backyard and there's a bunch of pecan trees at the neighbor's, so that's the wood around here. So I kind of use a mixture of cherry for the color and pecan for a nice sweet smoke on there.
Now, are you having to dry that, or is it still kind of green when you're using it, the wood?
It's usually at least season 6 months, so or kiln and dried, depending on what vendor I get it from. The local guys, I'll let that sit around, and usually they have had a stack sitting around for a year or so.
Okay. You mean you don't dry it in the oven in the house? We had one guy on this year. He was from Iowa or Ohio or something, and he had just won a competition, but he had been drying his wood in his wife's oven at night when she was asleep. So you never
know. Yeah, a parrot head guy. He's a really good cook, and imagine you have to do that up there in the Dakotas where it's a little bit colder.
Okay.
Here it's like I'll have the wood, but I will pre-warm before I put it on the fire, so I'll let it sit on top of the firebox and heat up.
Yeah. So have you kind of given up on using pellet stoves and stuff?
As far as competition-wise, just because I needed something smaller that I could kind of work around by myself. That's why I went to the single trailer. And pellets and stuff I still use at home. Cook at home on those. So they put out great flavor, but just for what I needed down here, the single stick burner is doing great.
So let's talk about the competitions for a second, Jesse. You've got, you've moved 1,800 miles away or thereabouts. How are the competitions themselves different? I mean, a KCBS competition is, they've got a certain structure and format they follow. But the actual, when you're on the ground mixing with the other competitors, that it has to be a bit different. Tell us about that.
Well, it's just a little bit different because it's, I see the same people week in, week out. We kind of travel, traveling gypsies, we travel around together. And but there's a lot more of them. There's probably, contests will be 80 teams down here, or, smallest one that's cooked is about 30. So it's a pretty good turnout each event. And each event is usually in a community that is doing a festival or something. A lot of times they'll close down the main streets of towns, and it's a whole community atmosphere. Everyone's coming out. We get the local cheerleader squad out there, the 4-H club, and people just out there just having a good time. It's small town America.
So have you had to change your beverage of choice since you've been back there?
Well, I had to go to the lack of good beer is prevailing around here. So yes, I've gone to Miller Lite.
Oh, there you go. No, they don't have a lot of IPAs and stuff back there.
No, and it's hard to get because they don't just sell it at grocery stores. You have to go to a liquor store to get it.
Right. Yeah, Oklahoma was always kind of used to be private clubs. That was kind of weird.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. But do you like the changes, though? I mean, coming from a kid that you grew up out here, you lived out here for a long time, and you've kind of set your golf course superintendent career aside and have gone after this full time, thanks to your wife. I'm just throwing in little things I know there. And, is it working out for you? Do you like it?
Yeah, I mean, super exciting. Everyone's so friendly at the competitions. And like I said, it's just like hanging out with your friends on the weekends, and everyone's super inviting. They're pretty much accepted us right away. And we just hang out, have potlucks every Friday night of the cook-offs, and hang out. And we've been winning enough to kind of keep it going. So it's been fun, very fun.
What's kind of the average, cash prize if you win first or second in one of these events?
Usually the prize pots are around $10,000 for total purse. So, you can win a couple thousand dollars if you're up in the first or second.
Yeah. Well, that'll help you keep some fuel in your truck.
Yeah, exactly. And gas is still cheap down here. It's still below $2 a gallon. I don't know what it is up there.
Well, it's not below it. Trust me on that. It's headed north of there for a ways,
yeah.
Like that. How's your wife taking all this?
She loves it. I mean, she comes out, she'll come out, because the contests are so close, they're only like usually an hour away at most, so that she'll come out after on Friday evenings after work and come hang out, and we'll get the RV, and we just hang out and have a good time.
There you go. When we come back, Jesse, I want you to think about this a little bit, but when we come back, I want you to kind of tell us about how your history and then how you prep to get ready now and how that's different from when you were here in Oregon. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, we're going to be back more with Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, and we've got Jesse Henry with us today. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Got a question for JT? Call him right now at 503-417-9KXL or 877-733-1011.
Welcome back to the Nation. That would be Barbecue Nation here on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. I'm JT along with Sean Reynolds, my new producer. And like I said, we're going to talk to Sean, not about him, a little later in the show. You're going to get to know him over this time period that he works with us. A little FYI here, if you want to email us, you can do it at barbecuenation@kxl.com. That's bbqnation@kxl.com, or you can send recipes to us. If we like them, we'll post them on our Facebook page, and that's recipes@kxl.com. The website is kxl.com/show/barbecuenation. JT, there you go. Also want to say hi to a couple of our affiliates this week, KWRO in Coos Bay and KPNW in Eugene. There, I think I got all that out. Oh, Facebook. It's Facebook/BBQNation with JT. There you go. Now it's all in there. Whew, geez, can't remember anything. We've got Jesse Henry back with us today. Jesse's been on the show a couple times with us before, and he is a barbecue competitor at the world championship level. Used to be an Oregon boy, and now he's an Oklahoma boy. Have you learned to talk with a kind of a Southern accent yet?
I try not to.
You try not to? Oh, come on. You're going to get that y'all stuff down pretty soon. I know you will.
I try not to, but when you get in a group, it's easy to get there.
So we were talking off the air. For those of you who didn't pick it up the first time, Jesse was actually formerly trained and had a profession in the golf course superintendent world, and he worked up here in Vancouver and did that, but he hasn't picked up his stick since he's been in Oklahoma. I would have thought you would have made something on the back of your RV or your trailer or something to hold your golf clubs.
You would think so, yeah, but it's just, you know, you get so involved getting ready for these contests that it takes a lot of preparation during the week, and there's a lot of concentration that I just haven't found time to golf yet.
Well, you'll get time. You'll get time. There's some great courses back there. Anyway, back to barbecue. Prepping. How is your prepping different from out here on the West Coast when you lived here to now being in Oklahoma? I mean, you've got a little different.
Yeah, I would say a little different in that, one, my life is so crazy just not working and just kind of concentrating on the barbecue, is that I try and do everything the same every week. So I'll go meat chopping on Tuesday, and then I'll do all my trimming of the meat, you know, the brisket, the pork butts, the ribs, and the chicken. I do all that on Wednesday. On Thursday, I'm packing up and making injections, and Friday, I'm hitting the road early.
There you go. But you're within a day now of most of the big competitions, aren't you? Travel time?
Yeah, we're usually within an hour. Our longest drive was this last weekend. That was 3.5 hours. Typically, they're an hour or hour and a half to anywhere. And you get there, get set up early, and then you start on your routine during the day.
So you were talking about doing your trimming for your meat. Now, do you still work with a specific meat supplier, or are you just going down to the local meat market and picking out something good?
Both. It's one thing I did find here, it's actually harder to get meat, beef specifically, high-quality beef, than it is in Portland. The reason for that is because of the culinary scene in Portland is so huge, is that they've got quality meat trucks coming in every week. In Tulsa, it's not quite there. So they have a lot of just regular beef people don't see the need for a higher-end Wagyu beef, so they don't get it.
Yeah. You mean you just, they got a lot of dairy cattle in and up on the plate back there?
Yeah, exactly. Or that, yeah, heifer that was down the road.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a, you know, it's a different mindset. So I have to truck in my Wagyus by the case. So I order those once a month.
And do they just ship them to you via truck or reefer truck or something, or do you?
Yeah, like I'm waiting around today for a shipment of Wagyu delivered to my door.
So how do you find the comparison? Like, we have Foster Farms chicken out here, and I don't know what chicken brand you used, but that's a name familiar to most of our listeners. So, you know, and they make a pretty good high-quality product, and there's some other brands out here too. The chicken and the poultry and the pork, how do they compare?
The pork is about the same. It's the same as you get out there. It's all the pork usually all comes from Iowa, so it's Carolinas. We get IBP pork out here, and that's what I use in Portland. Chicken, there isn't Foster Farms, but they just opened up a Costco here in Tulsa about a month ago, and so I've been getting my chicken there. Before, I was going to Whole Foods and getting this brand called Bell and Evans, which is a higher end chicken that's air dried, and there's also a brand called Smart Chicken in the Midwest that people use.
Jesse, we've got just less than a couple minutes here before we need to go to break. How do you do your seasoning, like for your poultry there and for competition? We've talked about beef a lot over the times you've been with me, but I've never talked to you much about your chicken or your pork.
Yeah, the chicken you square up during the week, so kind of trim some of the fat off and kind of get them all uniformed about the same size, and then the Friday there, the competition, I will inject the chicken with kind of a chicken broth, a little bit of rub in there, let that sit overnight in the injection, pour the rest of the injection almost like a brine overnight. And in the morning, I'll take off the skin, and then I'll season it kind of with a peppery, spicy rub, and then I'll put the skin back on, and then I'll put a kind of a sweeter, almost a honey rub on top.
There you go. Sounds pretty good. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about you doing your, I want to do your pork butts, because I don't think a lot of people know actually how to trim a pork butt. You know, they get one at the store and, you know, they can probably smoke it just fine and do all that. But the trimming's kind of the trick to one of these things. You know what I mean? It's important, people. That's why I'm bringing it up. Don't forget, you can email us here at barbecuenation@kxl.com or recipes@kxl.com. Give us a like on Facebook. I guess that's very important to some people, which is barbecuenation/JT there at Facebook. You can find us there. And you can check out our shows online here at kxl.com/shows/barbecuenation with JT. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be back with our buddy Jesse Henry live from Tulsa, Oklahoma in just a minute.
It's full-flavored radio, Barbecue Nation with JT on FM News 101.
Welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network and KXL, high above the city. Well, I guess it's not that high, or we're not high, but it's sixth floor, I guess, you know, skyline type view. Here, we've got Jesse Henry with us now from big-time Tulsa, Oklahoma. And Jesse used to live out here in Portland. And he is really getting into the competitive barbecue thing. You said you did it every weekend now, Jesse, pretty much, versus, you know, you would do, what, one competition a month or two out here when you were on the West Coast?
Yeah. Two if you're lucky, and, two if you're lucky.
Okay. Well, so I know there's two things we wanted to talk about. One, how do you trim your pork butts for competition?
You're trying to separate some of the muscles on the pork butt. If you're looking at pork butt, there's kind of an end piece muscle. It's got almost like tiger stripes on it, a fat in it.
Right.
They call that the money muscle. And so, like, try and trim some of the fat to expose a little bit more of that, trim some of the meat back, and then I'll go back towards the bone end, and there's kind of a little pocket there. You'll start seeing some fat and some membrane, so I'll peel all that back with a really sharp knife and get all that membrane off, and exposing more meat area to smoke and rub is the idea.
Sure. Okay. Well, that sounds like a good thing to me. Do you ever just eat at home like a bowl of soup and a cheese sandwich, something simple? I mean, or do you grill it and smoke it every day at home too?
I do a lot of grilling. I have a gas burner in the back, so I'll fire that up every once in a while. But I do a lot of other cooking during the week just to mix it up. So, I like to dabble. It kind of makes fancy dishes and stuff. So I like to do that sort of thing. Make my own teriyaki sauce and just kind of stuff like that.
Just kind of farting around with it. It's fun, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. All right. So I guess that you know what time of the show it is now, don't you?
It sounds like it's lightning round time.
It's going to be lightning round. So let's fire that up, shall we, Reynolds? There we go. Yeah. Jesse Henry, this is the favorite part of the show that I know you really crave for being on Barbecue Nation. Here is your lightning round, my friend. How long did it take you How long did it take you to learn not to peek under the lid, so to speak?
It took me a year to figure that out.
Yeah?
Because I'm really impatient and really just wanted to look in there. But once you kind of figure that out, hey, just let it cook. It took me a year to figure that out.
Okay. What is the toughest barbecue, smoking, grilling skill that it took you the longest to master?
I would say brisket on a consistent basis, just because it's such a finicky piece of meat, and each piece of meat is different, and learning to be patient with it and learning when it's tender.
Okay. Which of these would you rather barbecue, the Thanksgiving turkey, a Yule log, the Christmas goose, or the Easter bunny?
Now, I've never done bunny, but I really like a Thanksgiving turkey on the smoker.
Okay. What is the best day of activities contained for Jesse Henry?
Maybe 9 holes of golf in the morning and doing some meat trimming in the afternoon and cooking a great dinner.
There you go. Fill in the blank here. Liquid smoke should be used for...
nothing.
There you
go. Put that in the trash.
There you go. Yay. If you were declared supreme ruler of barbecue for a week, what would you decree?
I would decree that everyone's got to cook outdoors at least once a year.
There you go. Do you have a favorite barbecue book?
I have several. I enjoy Franklin's book. I know Bill Gillespie up in Massachusetts came out with one. There's a lot of good books. Melissa Cookson's got a couple great books out now.
Okay. What's the first thing you ever remember in grilling or smoking?
Grilling steak. Probably the first time I was kind of like out on my own. It's like I put this big old steak on and it came out great. I thought I was king in the backyard for sure.
Oh, sure. Worst concert you ever attended?
Worst concert? I don't know if I've ever been to a bad one. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
If I'm going to go to one, it's going to be one I want to go to. So
sure.
I haven't really been to a bad one.
What's the dumbest thing you've ever seen done with a grill?
I've seen people sleep in one. They were drunk and then called inside of it.
God, I hope it wasn't still on. Maybe they were cold.
No.
Maybe they were cold.
It was at the Royal.
Oh, okay. I can never imagine somebody getting drunk at the Royal. Anyway, what's the dumbest thing you've ever done with a grill?
Oh, I've caught several on fire. Just too much grease build up or whatever, and have that thing turn into a ball of inferno. It's a fun experience.
Sure. Where's the worst place you ever had to cook?
Worst place I've ever... Chandler, Oklahoma. There's no wind. It was high heat, and that was miserable.
Led Zeppelin or Tom Jones?
Oh, I love me some Tom Jones.
You love you some Tom Jones. You worry me, son. Cook kale or poi?
I kind of like kale.
Well,
I like kale.
I like kale when it's not cooked.
Kale chips?
Yeah. I mean, that's okay. I just have bad experience. I had bad experiences, too, with cooked spinach when I was a child, so it's kind of like not on the list.
Bad.
You know what I mean? Give us a recommendation for someone who's new to barbecuing or grilling. What would you tell them to start with as far as to cook? What piece of meat? What protein?
I'd say start with a tri-tip. It's pretty easy. You just, slow smoke it and then sear it at the end. And I think that's easy, or just spatchcock a chicken.
Okay. Is there anybody you know that should not be barbecuing or grilling?
There are some people that might hurt themselves, yes.
That's a nice way to put it. Jeez. Okay, and finally, I lost my last question for you. Oh, my goodness. Hang on, folks. We're going to be there. Give us your favorite band in the world.
My favorite band in the world?
Yeah.
Is Audioslave.
There you go. All right, Jesse Henry, I think you passed the lightning round today. Congratulations. I'm still curious to see if you ever just eat like a grilled cheese sandwich at home, though.
Oh, but it's got to be like three cheese grilled cheese.
Yeah. What cheeses?
Sourdough bread.
What cheeses do you put on there?
I'll put a cheddar, a Gouda, and then I might put a little Swiss in there for sharpness.
There you go. Now, see, my favorite sandwich, just if anybody ever really cares, is I make a crab melt, sourdough, touch of mayo, a little mixture of some cracked crab, and some good melted, like, sharp cheddar on that. And then you melt it in a pan with lots of butter. And it's just dandy. Trust me.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Hey, I need to do a little business here, Jesse, so stay with us. Why do more barbecue enthusiasts choose Bear Mountain barbecue pellets? It's because of the way they're made. Bear Mountain barbecue pellets produce the right and correct amount of delicate smoke that doesn't overtake the flavor of the food. And you can also get them in apple, hickory, cherry, or whatever type finished flavor wood you're using for. You see, Bear Mountain pellets have the proper mixture of the base wood and the flavor wood, giving you a more consistent taste. They don't use glues or adhesives. It's all done through pressure, and they don't add any extra flavor oils, which will break down the pellets over time. And I can tell you this truly because I use it at home on my Black Olive Kamado pellet grill, and it works great. So you can find out more about Bear Mountain pellets at BearMountainForestProducts.com or go to a retailer near you and give them a try. I think they're great. So that's my endorsement for them this week. I think they're doing really good. Jesse, you said you'd never spent a winter in Oklahoma?
Yes, true.
Uh-huh. Good luck with that. just it's a very dry cold there. That's all I can tell you. And it will get...
I'm right. After the soggy cold of Oregon, I think I'm ready for something different.
Yeah. Now, you're headed up to Mort Smith today?
Yeah, Fort Smith. We'll be heading up there later and cook off down there. It's a $15,000 purse. Should be a good one.
Yeah, there you go. Where's your next one after that, next week?
After that, we're taking a much-needed break. And then we'll be in Iola, Kansas.
Okay. Speaking of breaks, we're going to take one here on Barbecue Nation, and we'll be back. Don't go away.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT on FM News 101.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. I'm JT, along with Reynolds here in the studio. Stones. You can't get away from the Stones. I've traveled the world like you have, Reynolds, and the Stones are everywhere. Especially, when you say who you listen to. You just say Nick and Keith, you know.
Even a guy like myself who knows nothing about music knows that's the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
And this song right here, I know from the movie The Departed.
Yep. It's first time I heard this, I had an editor when I was working on a college newspaper, and his name was Jeff also, and he loved the Stones. Gimme Shelter was his favorite song. So I kind of, Jeff Hollenbeck, if you're out there, that's for you, baby. There you go. We're talking with Jesse Henry today, formerly of Oregon, now of Oklahoma, and he just said off the air that you've kind of had to learn to adapt the flavors. Tell us about that real quick.
Well, yeah, I mean, we get here, it's just a different, people eat differently down here, so they like stuff a little bit spicier, they like stuff a little bit more pepper, so we had to incorporate those flavors into our barbecue rather than just being kind of sweet and savory up there. You've had to add these, a little bit more heat to your barbecue, and then finding that balance has been a trial and error with each cook-off.
Well, yeah, and you're going to have to learn to adjust. I mean, I think because I've cooked a few times down there in Oklahoma and Texas and stuff, they're readily available spices that you use, especially some of the peppers and things that you would make your own rubs or whatever with. They're going to be a little different than the stuff you actually get up here in the Northwest. They're fresh, for one thing, some of them down there. And, you know, sometimes those folks don't share with us up here. So
exactly.
It'll be a learning experience for you.
I'll tell you that, you know, as I'm talking about, you know, the flavors of the peppers down here are different. You would think that peppers, oh, that automatically means hot, but it doesn't. It means it's just a different depth of flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And, you know, that some of them, especially some of the folks from Texas, because they're always about, I can run faster, jump higher, shoot straighter, all that stuff. Some of those guys down there get into the real, not, it's not spicy, it's just flat hot. But some of the places I've eaten and been at down there, like you're saying, they have a really unique flavors in some of their peppers. Yeah, it's got some spice to it, but it doesn't take the top of your head off either.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good. So where do you go next? You're after vacation next week, you're going to go?
Then we'll be in Iola, Kansas, and then Woodward, Oklahoma.
There you go. Well, try to get out of your home state now a little more, would you, Jesse? I mean, you know, do that. And I know Arkansas is right next door, so it's not that tough. Stick around with us for a couple minutes here. We do have some KCBS news out there. Of course, on this weekend, there's a big wine country competition down in Petaluma, California, if you're going down there. That's kind of a fun area. And also one down in Del Mar. And, of course, if you're back where Jesse is, that's in Fort Smith, he's got a $15,000 on the line there. So there's a lot of good KCBS stuff coming up. And, of course, there's another Sam's one. Sam's does this national tour. So they've got one in Indianapolis coming up this weekend, too. I told you at the first the show we were going to talk real quickly with Reynolds. He's my new producer here. And I'd like to kind of salute him and thank him. Reynolds did a tour in the Army. It was the 23rd Ordnance, the Fighting 23rd. Spent some time in Germany and then at Fort Knox, but also in Bagram Air Force Base.
Bagram Air Force Base, Afghanistan.
There you go. And I want to thank you for that, first of all.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I always feel weird when people say thank you. Like, what I generally will tell people is, like, don't thank me. Thank guys like Sean Jones and Natasha Scarlett, people I served with and people that I respected.
Yeah. Well, I do thank you. My old man went across the beaches of Normandy on June 6, 1944.
Yeah, and so real stuff.
Any time I talk to somebody that had a chance to serve like that, I appreciate it. So you're going to be with us for a while here, I hope.
And until you fire me.
I'm not going to fire you. I'm a tough guy to get fired from. How's that?
I'll test you.
Test you. We've got some more Barbecue Nation coming up later next week and the week after that and the week after that. But I'd like to thank our friend Jesse Henry for being with us today from Oklahoma. We've got McGarian's on deck and Bushlack's coming up behind him. Remember, folks, turn it, don't burn it. You can check out thecowboycook.com for more of my recipes and stuff. And we will see you in the next week or so, I'm guessing. Yeah. Take care, everybody.